The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Hundreds of subcontractors and nearly 300 staff have been left in the lurch this week when property company Pindan Group was put into administration. It's believed the Singaporean-owned company owes creditors as much as $100 million, including some $30 million to subbies. Joining me now is CFMEU State Secretary Mick Buchan. G'day, Mick.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, did this come as a surprise or did the construction union see this coming?
Oh, it hasn't come as a surprise at all from what we see. We have got an industry in crisis ever since the Cooper and Oxley collapse. Although there's different circumstances, our industry remains a race to the bottom. And this event has happened recently with Pindan. Mm. We have seen it coming. There are amount of jobs there. I think that one of the key issues around this or contributing factors predominantly would be our procurement process within state government projects, where we see repeatedly that the cheapest bid wins a job. There's pricing wars amongst builders and subcontractors to win the work that's out there. And once again, I say that these jobs are going in with very little margin, if any margin. And at the end of the day, the bills add up and they can't pay them.
And so looking at the story in the West Australian today, you say that the union actually raised Pindan in particular to the state government as one company in particular that was looking a bit shaky. Is that correct?
Oh, we know, yes. Pindan, amongst others, but Pindan were on the list there, that this repeated of just price gouging in our industry, whether it be, you know, $1 million job or a $500 million job, has got to stop. It goes straight out to the pocket of workers. We have the subcontractor, or we lobbied hard for the security of payments legislation. We're very disappointed with the outcome of that, where they're going to, when it got to the end of cabinet, that they've removed the cascading trust. The rationale behind that was that the builders, it would send the builders broke if they had to pay the subbies all their money that they're owed at that time. It just goes to show you just where our industry and what stake is. If builders cannot afford to pay the subbies, their prices as a job's being built, and they hold it on them and hold it on them, this is what happens. It's a very sad day for our industry that we go through, and we hope that this is another sign that the industry takes note, the government takes note. The government is the biggest developer in town. If we get it right with state government projects, it'll flow through to the whole industry. We need to have a system where projects are awarded on quality, on industrial agreements, on procurement processes with local made goods and services, and they're built up to a standard, not down to a price.
Mm. And what happens to subbies in situations like this? You know, when they're not getting paid, they're owed heaps of money, $30 million potentially across all the subbies that were working for Pindan. How does that impact their businesses and what are the flow-on effects through the industry?
Unfortunately, I'm sure that we're going to see a couple subbies fall over with this crisis. I spoke to some subbies yesterday, ones that have been burnt or had big losses from the Cooper and Oxley insolvency. They've been hit a couple of hundred grand with that. This insolvency is going to be another couple of hundred grand. You know, they're saying they're going to start flipping burgers and open a burger joint rather than building and leave this industry. Mm. You know, and that's where it's at. I'm sure that there's many stories like that from the mum and dad businesses that supply their goods and services that may have anywhere from 1 to 10 employees, you know, that are going to lose their houses.
And do you think in situations like that, knowing that the resource sector is booming at the moment, they're just going to leave the industry altogether and get resource sector jobs?
Possibly. What we're noticing big time is that the developers and those that are getting the jobs built for them, their margins aren't dropping. Their margins are around the 20% mark and they won't build for anything less, right? At the same time, they screw the builder, who then screws the subbie, down to the lowest common denominator price, and you know, they go in there knowing or hoping that they can get some variation to be able to come through at the end with some margin or some profit.
Mm. Well, you mentioned the state government as the biggest property developer in WA, and Pindan was getting an annual $35 million government contract, but apparently hadn't been paying contractors since March. Do you think the McGowan government should be coming to the aid of the subbies that have been left in the lurch?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we lobbied very hard for the subcontractor legislation to be passed. I believe that's going to be tabled in Parliament sometime in the next couple of weeks. It's not going to help the subcontractors and the workers that have been working on Pindan jobs. Ultimately, we're saying that that legislation doesn't go far enough. It doesn't go far enough, and it's got to exclude cascading trusts so it can be ensured that the worker or the mum and dad contractors right at the end are not left out of pocket. It's not just capped on their retention, that 5% that covers the full payments that are owed. I've got to say as well, we've got a builder in here, a good, reputable builder, ProBuild, that have had to leave this state now because they won't go down to that lowest common denominator. Their jobs are good jobs. They have good amenities. They have good safety. They have good wages and conditions. They can't win a trick in this town. They're packing up and heading back to the East Coast. We're saying that they hit the standard, and that's the standard that we should have across all construction sites in Western Australia.
Mm. Well, it's strange to even say it, but do you feel that this Labor government has the back of workers?
Oh, I'm sure they, you know, it's a difficult, sometimes it makes you wonder in our industry. I think that there's, that they get misled by the likes of the NBA, the HIA, and big business. They get led by the nose with those and they listen to them more than they listen to the workers in the construction industry. And that's what's got to change. They need to go out and talk to the subcontractors, talk to the big subcontractors. The principal contractors don't employ anyone. They just go out there with their project managers that are on their bonuses, their big bonuses to come through on their completion date, and they just screw everyone down.
Mm. And all we hear these days is that construction is booming in WA. We just saw in the federal budget $1.9 billion of infrastructure coming over to the west. With all of that work going on, will the subbies that have been burned by Pindan land on their feet?
Oh, they may land on their feet, but that's not going to help for the work that they've done. They're entitled and should be paid for all that work that they've been done. It's okay to come out and say, well, we're booming, we've got heaps of work, just move on to the next job. Yeah. You know, that's a bit of a slap in the face for that work that's been completed. And they should be paid for that work so that flows on to their workers so they can keep paying their bills and their superannuation, their long service and everything that comes up with that. We've already seen that Western Australia relies too much on FEG, the FEG program. We've seen in the budget as well that the federal government are going to reduce the FEG scheme. We're saying that no state government should rely on FEG. It should be up to those companies to make sure that they've got enough money in the bank at the time of construction. It's passed on in monthly instalments to those subbies that are doing the job and just getting on with it. No wonder we're seeing so many leave. You know, our apprentice numbers are at an all-time low. You've got to think, what are the contributing factors for that? Why aren't we getting the apprentices we should be getting? Because I'll tell you why. Because a lot of sites around town, now, they don't have the proper amenities, they don't have the proper safety, they don't have the proper infrastructure because they're caught in this race to the bottom where they gouge everything from the site conditions to workplace safety to your toilets, to your amenities, to your hygiene and your cleaning. So something's got to give.
And we know, unfortunately, with this administration process, that the subbies will be lucky to see cents on the dollar that they've been owed. A terrible situation for everyone involved. CFMEU State Secretary Mick Buchan, thanks for being on The West Live.
No worries.